These days, you can watch a movie on your computer, in a car, or on a cell phone. So it may seem surprising that drive-ins are experiencing a renaissance. In the past decade, nearly 100 drive-in movie theaters have opened or reopened. Reporter Nancy Mullane went for some fresh air movie watching at a drive-in outside Concord, California.
It's early evening, right about dusk, and out on the edge of town, just past a small airport, is the Solano Drive-In Movie Theater. At 7 o'clock, there's already a line of cars waiting to get in, even before the manager opens the box office.
You have two adults?
Yeah.
Pay $13.50.
Two young boys in the back seat are excited. Their father takes out his wallet to pay the admission. It's a bargain at $6.75 for an adult. Kids under 11 are free.
Okay, $1.50 is your change, and you guys are going to go straight, make a right, and your radio station is 96.3 FM.
96.3. Watch out, there's someone right there.
Now that the sound of the movie comes through the car radio, there aren't any of those speakers on poles to negotiate, so people park their cars everywhere. Down front by the movie screen, a group of neighborhood families have parked their cars all in a row so their kids can watch tonight's movies together.
We found out about it last year, and we've been coming ever since, and I invited my neighbors, and these are friends from school.
That's Linda Zeigler, one of the moms in the group. She's here with her daughter, Emily.
I love that. I grew up doing this, coming in my pajamas, and so Emily actually, you girls don't know, you're supposed to come in your pajamas.
This is my pajamas.
As darkness falls, the massive screen lights up, and from car radios all around, the sound of movies fills the air.
There is a legend of a world deep within our own.
The Solano opened in 1964. Then 3 years ago, the company shut the drive-in movie theater down. The worn-out concession stand had gotten seedy, the parking lot potholed. Linda Alley was working the box office the night it closed.
I cried. I did, because I didn't want to see this drive-in close. Nobody wanted to see it close. Everybody around here loves this place.
People wrote letters pleading with the family to reopen the drive-in. The company made an about-face and spent thousands of dollars freshening the place up. They patched the potholes, painted the screens, and upgraded the food. Now the Solano is open 365 days a year, rain or shine.
I think drive-in theater owners have become somewhat creative to find ways to stay in business.
Jan Krawitz is a professor of film at Stanford University. She says sprucing them up and multitasking the land are key to 21st century drive-ins succeeding.
And so you do find a lot of drive-ins in California that become flea markets during the day.
On Sunday morning, the popcorn from the movies the night before has been cleaned up, and the Solano Public Market and Swap Meet is open for business. 5,000 people have paid $1.25 to walk around and buy anything and everything from kitchen bowls to car tires.
We love it. We come almost every weekend.
Slippers for $5.
Sherry Merrick says the Solano's a great market, but it's better as a drive-in.
You can bring your family and you can, you know, buy a big tub of popcorn and share it. And, you know, you can actually talk if you want to. You know, you don't have to hear that shh. You know, so it's cool. It's very cool.
On April 24th, the Solano Drive-In Movie Theater is celebrating the 75th anniversary of drive-ins in America with a free double feature, The Wizard of Oz and Rebel Without a Cause. Showtime is 8 o'clock.
Two movies! Woohoo!
For NPR News, I'm Nancy Mullane.